movement and meditation coach. If you're watching on YouTube, you see I am in a new space at a new desk with my new signage. Before we get into this Aries energy that we're flowing in, let's go for our three deep intentional breaths. In through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Breathe in. Mercury, Aries North Node. Cheers to y'all. If you have a stellium in Aries energy, if you have a conjunction in Aries energy, cheers to you. Okay, so just overall in general, shout out to the March babies, the March Aries. Okay, special cheers to y'all. If you are on the cusp of Pisces and Aries energy, cheers to you. If you are an April baby, cheers to you. If you're an April Fool's baby, ha ha, happy birthday. Okay, special shout out to y'all. And a special shout out to my uncle James. He was a March Pisces, okay, but he was right there, like at the cusp of Aries energy. So shout out to my James, happy birthday, uncle, love you. And yes, shout out to all of the Aries April babies. My mom's birthday is coming up, so happy early birthday to my mother, Veronica. I love you so, so much. And yes, thank y'all for joining me for another episode of My Virgo Friend. Cheers. I have two dominant Aries energy in my chart. My Jupiter is in Aries and my North Node is in Aries. So in this lifetime, I need to strive to be more like an Aries and less like a Libra, okay? Because I do have dominant Libra energy in my chart as well. Two placements in Libra. Damn. I just realized I have two of both, and they're sister signs, you know? So in my North Node, in this lifetime, I'm supposed to be more fiery, more bold, more courageous, more independent, more action-oriented, you know, not be so much in my head, not be so people-pleasing, consider others, but more selfish, for lack of a better word, you know? Leading with my head and just leading in essence in general, you know? So yeah, just cheers to the Aries energy, the fire energy, the spring energy that we're in, at least on this side of the world. On the opposite side of the world, they are experiencing fall. Okay, so cheers to the changing of the seasons. I know on this side of the world, the days are getting warmer, the days are brighter. You're hearing birds chirp, you're seeing the blossoms on the trees, the little buds on the trees. It's been kite weather, as I like to call it lately, just very breezy. Pollination is running rampant, okay? But nonetheless, it's still a beautiful day, okay? I did go to the car wash the other day to wash my car by hand, okay? You know, like holding the nozzle, doing the pre-soak, doing the foam brush, rinsing it off, spot-free rinse, all of that, okay? I did that with the coins, okay? Old school, I did all that, all right? But I forgot to have a dryer towel. So once I was done washing the car with spot free, yes, I'm gonna go fast in the wind to dry it off, quotation marks, right? No, it dries up in little bubbles. The pollen comes back. now your car has pollen bubbles, okay? So if you have the mindset of, oh, let me go wash this off real quick. Let me go wash this pollen off, all right? I encourage you to please make sure you have a towel to towel dry the car immediately off before you leave, okay? I would say while you're vacuuming, okay, either before you vacuum, I would say do it before you vacuum, because once you vacuum, that's a lot of bodily labor intensive energy and work. So I know for me, after I do the vacuum, I'm gonna want to go, right? Because naturally after I vacuum, I leave, but the towel dry is what I'm gonna have to fit in and remember, right? So I don't want to wash the car, vacuum, and then try to remember after vacuuming to towel dry it down, you know? So just, you know, sending that message to you if you have that same thought process of, you know, spring cleaning and, oh, let me go to the car wash, or let me go run my car through the laser car wash real quick. I encourage you to make sure it dries off. Like, even if you do go through the car wash, you could drive through and it blow dries the car off for you, it doesn't get all of it, you know. So I still want to encourage you that, you know, when you go to vacuum your car, towel dry your car as well, because this pollen is crazy, okay? It's everywhere. Like, you wash your car and then it's right back the next day if you don't towel dry it, okay? It is Easter Sunday. All right, so happy Easter to everyone that is celebrating. All right, I was born of the Christian faith. So even though I don't go to church, even though I don't celebrate Easter with like ritual and observation and in church service and stuff like that, it's still a cute little holiday, you know. I see it's more, you know, for like the kids or whatever, because like the whole Easter bunny thing and all that or whatever. But, and I know, you know, with the whole Christian faith, it's like Jesus rose on Easter Sunday, the whole thing, right? I'm not here to get religious and stuff, but I am here to observe it and wish you a happy Easter. Hopefully you are enjoying yourself. Hopefully you are getting dressed up, you know, the saying of wearing your Easter Sunday and wearing your Sunday's best, getting dressed up. You know, some people only go to church on Easter Sunday, okay? So if that's you, if this is the one time you're making your appearance at church, you know, to atone for whatever sin, or, you know, just to showcase, show face or whatever that you're doing for the Sunday, that's what's up, okay? That's what's up. Maybe for some of you, you are getting back into the ritual of going to church, or just getting back into the ritual of observance, you know, observing or tithing, or just, you know, being involved in communion, you know, whatever your new practice is, you know, with the spring energy that we in, it could be an urge and inspiration to try new things, to start something new, to restart something again, to pick back up a practice that you got away from a while ago, all right? Because Mercury retrograde, we're now in that energy, okay? I believe Mercury retrograde is here. I want to say it starts on April 1st. So we've been in the pre-shadow period, which sometimes is a little more chaotic and intense than the regular Mercury retrograde, but we're definitely in the energy now. So with Mercury retrograde, Mercury, the planet of travel, news, communication, ideas, information, retrograde, when you break that down, retro, the prefix is back. Backwards, okay? So in essence, it's like backwards energy, but that doesn't mean that the planet of Mercury is moving backwards. It's not. It's just the energy and influence is having like a reverse or opposite effect, okay? Kind of like opposite day, if you will. So with Mercury retrograde, be on the lookout for delays in communication, miscommunication, misunderstandings, conversations that turn into arguments, misunderstandings that turn into blowouts, the GPS not working, more traffic than usual. Like yesterday, I was observing traffic and I had heard somewhere that Easter is like the most traveled holiday for Atlanta, or maybe the world or the US, whatever, but it's a high traffic holiday in essence, right? And I observed that yesterday, like the roads, like the traffic, like around this time, like around noon, it was just so thick and crazy, like dang, you know. So if you are traveling on the roads, please be careful. Remember to drive for everybody else. Everybody, you know, is not driving with a clear mind, with a clear thought process, with clear emotions, or even with the intention of being safe. You know, remember, there's a lot of people that pass with the intention of being first, you know. And with Aries energy, it's fire energy, it's me first energy. So you're going to see road rage tendencies with Aries energy, needing to be first, needing to get ahead of someone, bunny hopping in the traffic, again with the bunny energy with Easter, right? Because Aries is Easter energy. So bunny hopping in traffic for you. If you be traveling along the road, you may need to decide, instead of like hauling ass down the road, just get with the bunny crew and just stay with the traffic. Okay, maybe you know you have a heavy foot, maybe you know you're very aggressive and feeling very energized today, and you don't need to be driving really, really fast. Okay, so put the cruise control on. Take a breath. You get there when you get there. Be mindful of what you're listening to, because sometimes if you're listening to specific music, it can encourage you to drive faster. For example, if I hear the song Speedin' by Akon and Rick Ross and the other artists that's on there, I'm going to probably go a little faster. I'm going to probably press a little deeper in my big toe on that gas pedal. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to match the energy of the song. I'm speeding. No, that's R. Kelly. It's R. Kelly and Rick Ross. Again, like another great voice. But anyway, be mindful of what you're listening to. Sometimes it can encourage your energy to get more excited than it needs to be. Like if I hear, shoot the club. You don't want drama, you don't want drama. No, MJG and 8-Ball and MJG, okay? Ooh, it took a long time to get to that song. But that's another song where, like, if I hear it in the car, I'm going faster, you know? So with this Aries energy, there's just going to be a little more excitement in people to drive faster, to drive a little more dangerously, to be a little more daredevil when it comes to the driving, okay? Put your seatbelt on, all right? Hit the cruise control. Be mindful of the speed limit. Keep the mindset you'll get there when you get there. Keep the mindset that if you're late, if there's a delay, it's for a reason. Have the mindset that you just avoided, you know what I'm saying, a car crash or a collision, or, you know what I'm saying, like, you're going to get there when you need to get there. Chill, you know, like, when, like, if you listen to, you know, songs that's like from the 70s, like that Cadillac music, I know for me, I tend to go a little slower over the speed bumps. You know, I'm a little more kind to let people pass. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just so anxious to get where I need to go. So be mindful of what you're putting in your head. Again, every zodiac sign rules the body part. Aries rules the head. So there needs to be focus on your head at this time. So what's going in your head? What's going through your ears? What's penetrating your brain? What are you listening to? What are you exposing yourself to? For example, with me really putting more time into my YouTube channel and really want to create a greater YouTube presence, I've been watching more YouTube. And what's all over YouTube right now? The Diddy situation, okay? The Homeland Security raid that just happened a few days ago, right? It's spring break time. He's about to go on spring break with his kids or whatever the F. And out of nowhere, he had a raid of his New York, his LA home, and his Miami home, I believe. And I want to say maybe his New York home as well, but definitely those two properties simultaneously at the same time. They came by land, they came by sea, okay? Literally, they pulled up on boats to the Miami property. And, you know, they had his children, Justin and Christian King Combs, in handcuffs, you know? And apparently that's standard with raid procedure, that whenever they go into a property, they have to secure everyone just for everyone's safety. But it's like, damn, you would have thought that El Chapo was who they were trying to get, the way they SWAT teamed and raided. Like, that's the word they use. They raided this property. So, and then Puff Daddy wasn't even there. P. Diddy, Brother Love, whatever his name is, Sean Combs, was not there. He was caught up in Miami, which is where his drug dealer was arrested, okay? So as of right now, at the time of this recording, he's still out and about with his freedoms. He's not running from the law. He's not under arrest. He hasn't been arrested. He hasn't been charged. So the world is just like mouth agape, eyes wide open, like, what? And having these conversations about the industry, about the the music industry, the entertainment industry, the fashion industry, the movie industry, just all of the industries and how they're all working together. Like I've been saying on these past few episodes of the My Virgo Friend podcast, have I not? Okay. But anyway, why did I get on the subject? I've been watching more YouTube. So with watching this, I've been having to remind myself, like, okay, Sherelle, that's enough. Like, all right, you don't watch 2 YouTube videos talking about the P. Diddy trial, or not trial, but the P. Diddy situation. There's not much more you can learn. If anything, they're just all regurgitating it in different ways with the different viewpoints. You know what I'm saying? So I have to find myself, like, after I watch one live, don't watch this next person's live. You know, you can watch it later. Let's get back on track. Let's get back focused to your YouTube channel, okay? Because, again, as if y'all looking on YouTube, I finally put my Virgo friend sign up. Shout out to my Virgo friend. Actually, she's my Cancer friend, but she has a dominant Virgo placement as well. Neri, I love you so much. Neri out of Orlando, I love you so much. Thank you for my gift. She gifted this to me, you guys, over the holidays, and I have been meaning to put this sign up. And yes, it glows in the dark, but I'm a plug it up when it's at nighttime. So let's just appreciate the sign for what it is right now. And then here and there, we'll have the sign lit up when I film at nighttime and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just really excited. You know, I'm working with the blank wall aesthetic right now with the signed poppage, okay? But over time, we're gonna let it grow. Like, I'm gonna have some greenery in the back, you know, maybe add some shelving and things, you know, where I could put my sound bowl, just have it chilling there, you know, maybe a nice big crystal, because, you know, I have all the tiny crystals, but I would love to have a nice fat crystal, like a nice pretty amethyst. Ooh, just chilling right there, you know? But anywho, I am so excited and so proud. And the reason why I've been able to put this sign up, because I finally got rid of this wooden table that's been taking up space in my bedroom ever since I moved to this apartment in Atlanta. I wasn't able to get rid of this coffee table and 2 wooden end tables before I moved up here. So I've just been hoarding it in this apartment until I listed online to have it sold and moved out of here. So I just finagled it and moved it to another part of the bedroom. Stacked the 2 end tables on top of each other. So I'm looking at it right now. And but I was able to clear the space against the wall because I finally purchased an electrical standing desk. So right now I'm sitting down at the desk, but if and when I want to record an episode standing up, I can move this sign up, because I do have 2 different levels that I can move the sign. So this is the level I'll have it when I'm sitting, but when I choose to stand and film an episode, and I'll probably do the standing episodes when I'm pulling cards, because I typically do my readings for people when I'm standing up. So when I'm doing the monthly readings for each sign, I'm going to be putting that on my YouTube channel. So please subscribe to Chi Chi Babe, CHECHEBABE. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. It is my intention to get back to the monthly zodiac readings, and, you know, maybe even a daily card pool, because I'm now creating the space to do that. So now I can hit the ground running. You know, like, for me, I'm the type of person where it's like, I feel like the space needs to be ready before I act. And that's not really the Aries way. Aries is very raw, bold, primal. You know, like, they just get it. It doesn't have to be too perfect. Now, they can make it polished, they can make it perfect, they can make it beautiful, but they don't really take a lot of thought into consideration. They're more action oriented. They're more action, less talk, you know? And that's what I love about the Aries energy, just being out, not so much in their head. Even though the irony is that they rule the head, like, in the sense of, like, go for it, just do it, like, very much Nike energy, just do it. So I really love that. And, you know, the interesting, you know, with the Mars energy and the war energy, because Aries is ruled by Mars. You know, every zodiac sign is ruled by a different planet, and Aries is ruled by Mars, which is considered masculine energy, fire energy, characteristics of being bold, courageous, sexy, hot, energy output. So thinking about training in the gym, training your body and your art form. So dancing, breaking, pop locking, ballet, Afrobeats dance, ampiano. I don't know if ampiano is a type of dance. I think it's just a type of music. But anyway, energy output, karate, basketball, soccer, walking, jogging, jazzercise, you know, prancing, okay, prancing down a sidewalk, any type of energy output, that's Mars energy, okay, your work, whatever, when you think of blood, sweat, and tears, what comes to mind, right? Mars energy. So with the spring energy we're in, you know, we just celebrated the astrological new year with the spring season that came in. So this is like truly new year, new me energy. Okay. So if between January and now you wasn't really feeling new or exciting about this year because you were still tying up loose ends, you were still wrapping up crap from the previous year, or just really trying to figure out what this year was going to be about, have no fear. It's okay. We're in the true time zone of the new year energy. Okay. We're also in an eclipse season, and y'all know eclipses is like a magnified moon phase. Okay. So if it's a full moon, it's like a super full moon. If it's a new moon, it's a super new moon. And that is what we're going to be experiencing soon with the April new moon, the Aries new moon, okay, that we have on April 8th, I want to say. Again, going back to YouTube, which I've noticed is like all the rage, apparently, like in the TikTok verse and the YouTube verse, that people are freaking out about April 8th. Apparently, there's some type of correlation in the Bible, and there may be like a solar storm attached to it as well. Again, like I say on every episode of this podcast, do your own research for anything that sparks your interest, that piques your interest. But I did see like a few titles where like people are like freaking out about April 8th. So we know 8 is 4 doubled, right? So it's like that magnified. For me, it's giving me like magnifying 4 energy, which we know 4 is like stability, right? Like for a building, this room has 4 corners, right? There's 4 elements. 4 is a really like stability, stationary, like grounding, foundational type of number, right? In order to build something. And with 8, it's being that what goes around comes around, that karmic infinity symbol, right? Where it's like, as I affect you, you also affect me type of energy. As I give, I so shall receive. It's giving me this energy, like that manipulation, percolating type of energy. You know what I'm saying? Like mixing cake. Like I'm just getting the mixing of like cake and cake batter and stuff like that. But yeah, because you're baking something, you're building something, you're growing something. Uh-huh. Something is rising. Huh. Easter, rise. He rises again. Okay. Yeah, like a bundt cake is coming to mind right now. Bundt cake. Okay. Bundt cake. I don't know. Bundt cake. I feel like I just need to keep saying it. Bundt cake. But anyway, like yellow unfrosted bundt cake. It just keeps coming to mind. Maybe it's my grandma that's coming through. Hey, grandma. Shout out to all the grandmothers and grandfathers that have crossed over. If you are feeling this Easter holiday with a little heaviness in your heart, or, you know, tears in your eyes because you miss your grandparents, pardon, you miss your mother, you miss your father, you miss your parents, you miss the people that made the holiday special, it's okay. Let's take a breath. And exhale. My grandmother came to me the other night, y'all. Like, she hasn't come to me as intensely as my grandfather did right after he crossed over. Like, my grandma, she's making like gentle appearances over the years. So like the other day, it was Diana Ross's birthday, and as I was falling asleep because I had crazy insomnia until 5 a.m. damn eclipse, I noticed that it was her birthday. So I reposted her in a story, and I put the song My Endless Love, her duet with Lionel Richie, one of my favorite Diana Ross songs. And I was listening to it, and I was singing it, and I was singing it word for word. You know those songs that you heard when you were very young growing up? You don't hear the songs all the time, but when you do hear it, you surprisingly know all the words. That's one of those songs for me. So it's like I know all of her ranges, her notes. All my love with you. Okay, I'm not a singer, but I can, and you're I love that song. Girl, get me to karaoke right now. I want to do that duet. You show me how much you care. Okay. Oh, yeah. I love that song so much. Anyway, I was playing that song, and right after, Shining Star by the Manhattan started playing. And Shining Star is the song that I've dedicated to my grandmother because that was one of her favorite songs. She used to play it around me all the time. And that's the song we played right after she crossed over. And that was also the song that played when she came through the radio when me and my family was together at a special time, like we all was together. And this song, it, you know, like when you're in a rented car and you're trying to find the radio station, so you're turning the dial, you're just trying to find it, but as you're going through and driving, the different stations hit on different dials, right? So whatever dial we had it on at that time, it was in between stations, like that white noise. And the song Shining Star, it came through just long enough for that song to play, and then it went back to fuzz again. So it was like she had to let us know and come through in that moment, because this station wasn't playing anything. It was static this whole time. But then this song just happened to come through while we're all together. It plays the whole song, and then it goes back to static once it's done. So it was like one of those moments, you know? So once the song started playing, my tears welled up. I'm like, oh, grandma, you're here. Because before I even realized it was Diana's birthday, I had a feeling like somebody laid in the bed with me. Like I was laying there, and then I just felt like an energy to the left of me. And like it was dark in the room. It wasn't Conan, but I just felt like, okay. And you know, with me working in spirit work and energy work and stuff, I'm also conditioning myself to be okay with those type of sensations, because I would like to see, you know, what other levels I can unlock, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not a medium or anything, but I do read and feel energy, you know, so I'm conditioning myself to not get freaked out when I have like those type of occurrences, you know, or when I feel like the energy of my grandmother and my great grandmother is standing at my bedside, because I've had that experience too, where I felt like, yeah, my grandma Emma, my grandmother is right here, you know. But why did I get on the subject? Diana Ross, spirit coming through, mind. I forgot why I got on the subject, but we'll take a sip so we can reset. I was talking about April 8th. Bunt cake, grandma. Okay, that's why I got here. Okay, so going back to April 8th, which is going to be the next major moon phase. So it's going to be a new moon. You know, new moon is when the moon is dark. It's also referenced as a dark moon. We just had the full moon in Libra, because we're in Aries season. So the full moon is just in Libra. In some publications, it was referred to as a full moon in Virgo, I guess because it was right on that line of between Pisces and Aries season, which would determine it being a Virgo or a Libra full moon. But on this side of the world, at the time it hit, a full moon in Libra, okay, because it's Aries season. And so with that, we also had the eclipse, in which an eclipse is it works in 6 month time frames, where the full moon is working for like a week to 2 weeks. The eclipses work within 6 month time frame. So since we're hitting with the full moon in Libra 6 months from now, Libra season, with the full moon in Aries, okay, because again, they're sister signs. Fire goes with air, earth goes with water, and vice versa. So with this full moon, with the eclipse season in Libra energy paired with Aries energy, I would say it would have been a really good time to set intentions to release, first of all, because it was the full moon, correct? Releasing with the full moon, releasing with fire, so maybe even burning the intention safely, okay? Always, always practice safety, especially when working with fire. When doing any type of spirit energy work anyway, always practice safety. I would say with prayers, you know, praying before and after for your protection, for your protection. And also just making sure the flame is fully extinguished. Make sure that you always have water, that you always have access to a fire extinguisher just in case shit get out of hand. You know, making sure that there isn't a breeze that's going to blow a flame. You know, just always practice caution. And I'm saying this because, again, we're in a fire season. So, I'm not sure if they do slash and burn at this time of year, but just make sure that the fire is out, okay? And not just literal fires and flames, but literal passion, flames of passion, fires of passion. Okay, make sure the fire is out. Make sure that attitude is gone before you come through this door again. Okay, make sure that horniness you have is out before you have to go do something professional. Okay, make sure that fire is out between you and your so-called twin flame, you and your so-called soulmate, you and your so-called boyfriend, so-called girlfriend, so-called fiance, so-called wife, husband, whatever partner, whatever title, that you have the flames of passion with someone, but then you got the nerve to look over here at someone else and try to pursue something new with them. Make sure the flames are out at this other place first, okay? Don't come bringing your unextinguished flames over to someone else for them to deal with and figure it out. You figure it out for yourself. Be fair, you know? Like, I tell people all the time, I don't really believe in dating because I feel like with dating, you're not even friends yet. So how can you know you even like this person? You don't even know if you like them as a friend, but you want to see if you want to have sex with them. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be friends. You got to be friends. And Aries energy is very friendly energy. Aries is arguably one of the friendlier signs of the zodiac, and just being very, again, just being very like, instinctive of like, hey, you're cool, I like you, you know. And just as quick as they could be your friend, they could just as quick be your enemy. They could just as quick forget about you. Remember, with all the fire signs, that blowing out the flame, it tends to be on their shadow side. Like how easy it is for them to just get over someone, or how easy it is for them to just be done with them. Or on the flip side of that, because remember, Aries energy is a war energy. So sometimes for some people, it's not about winning the war, but winning every single battle. So with shadow Aries energy, it could also be that very petty energy of, oh, I'm not done until you die. Okay, I'm not done until you say uncle, you know, say uncle, that whole energy. Like, I'm going to out petty you. That can also be very shadow Aries energy, where they won't let go because they must win every battle. Like, it's not about them being the bigger person to say, you know what, you can have that battle, because it's about winning, playing the long game. It's about winning the war. Mm-mm. Aries wants to have the last word. Aries wants to have the say-so. Aries wants to make the decision, wants to decide. Aries wants to do it. Aries wants to touch the stove. I don't care if you said it was hot, I didn't touch it yet. Okay, he cheated on you, but he didn't cheat on me. Okay, you say he wanted you, but so why is he over here with me then? If he wanted you so bad, then why is he over here with me? Why did I win again? Because I'm the best. Like, Aries is very, can be very arrogant in that sense, which at times can be very refreshing. Like, when you see someone that's just very confident, unapologetically confident, like Rihanna is a Pisces, but she also has a lot of dominant Aries energy, and she gives me more Aries energy. Like, I think she's an Aries moon and rising, if not at least an Aries moon, I believe, but, or at least the Aries is in her big three. That dominant Aries energy can be very refreshing when people are just very confident unapologetically and are aware of their self-value. So Aries energy is another high value sign as well, where they just understand like how cool they are, how sexy they are, how fun they are, how outgoing they are, how they got it going on, how blessed they are. Aries has pretty good self-awareness, I would say. And for some people, they would see that as cockiness, or for some people, they would see it as arrogance. But I think a lot of us, if we're being real, it could be refreshing for someone to just stand up and own who they are. You know, like, even the guys that may come off as cocky Aries guy, it's like they know they're cocky, you know, and it's like, well, at least you're aware, you know. And I can't think of any male Aries right now. Big Sean, I believe, is an Aries. I believe Big Sean is an Aries. And look, just even that name, Big Sean, and his stature is not that of a super tall, rock-esque, Mike Cena-esque man, you know. He's taller than me for sure, but he's not 6 foot, you know. But he has the audacity to call himself Big Sean. But again, it goes back to that confidence. But when you see Big Sean in his interviews, he doesn't give arrogant. He gives confident, you know. And again, it's refreshing when someone can be confident but also has a sense of humility and self-awareness to still be grounded in being respectful to other people. and being mindful of how they are perceived by the outside world, you know. So shout out to Big Sean. Who else is a masculine Aries? I know the women, Diana Ross, Mariah Carey, Lady Gaga, them the big three, them the main three, I would say. I can't recall Celine Dion's birthday right now. I kind of feel like she's an Aries, but I don't know her birthday, so I'm not going to say that. But definitely those three ladies, Diana Ross, Mariah Carey, Lady Gaga. Those are three for show Aries queens that you, I would say, I invite you to embody. Like, whenever I go through the seasons, I try to resonate with a diva, like with each of them, you know, just to like, who should I take on with the season, you know? But with the men, Big Sean is, let's look at it real quick. It won't take but a second. Aries celebrities, men. Robert Downey Jr., okay, Chance the Rapper, Paul Rudd, I love Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd is, okay, you know the movie Clueless with Cher, Dion, he was the heartthrob, he was the cutie with the blue eyes, and he's been in a lot of movies, as I want to say he was in This Is 40, but that was the movie I was introduced to Paul Rudd, Clueless. He's so cute with the blue eyes. He pretty much looks the same, you know, and he's so funny. Seth Rogen, very funny. Like I said, how Aries is typically a very fun sign. They're also very comical, very funny as well. Jim Parsons from, what show is that? The Big Bang Theory. Jackie Chan, again, known for his martial arts, but funny martial arts, right? James Franco, another hottie that's hilarious that I love. James Franco and Seth Rogen. Oh my God, they're both Aries. So the movie Pineapple Express, they both star in that movie together. That's two Aries men, okay? Eddie Murphy, again, comedic genius, comedic royalty, all right? Hands down, like Hall of Fame. Eddie Murphy, you know, he deserves to be in there with that red leather suit. Rest in peace, Heath Ledger. He was an Aries king as well. Martin Lawrence, another comedic royalty. So Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy in the movie Life. Again, examples of two Aries men starting together. Genius. You know how fire. They fan each other's flames, you know. Charlie Chaplin, taking it back to like the 20s. To back in the day, Charlie Chaplin, or he was in, born in 1889, okay, yeah. So Elton John is an Aries as well, royalty, very flashy. Alec Baldwin, Pharrell Williams, okay, music genius, Aries king. Marvin Gaye, rest in peace to Marvin Gaye, music royalty. And those are the main people that's coming to mind. They have a lot others, but those are the main ones we're going to stick to, okay? I could go all day listening. And shit, while we're at it, let's do the ladies. Aries celebrities, women. While we're here, okay, Lady Gaga, as I said, Mariah Carey, Reese Witherspoon. We love Reese Witherspoon. Why did I think she was a Virgo? Amy Poehler is a Virgo. Okay, so Reese Witherspoon is an Aries queen. Sarah Jessica Parker, hello. Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City is an Aries in real life. Emma Watson, Keira Knightley, Kirsten Stewart, okay, the Virgin Suicides, Kirsten Stewart. She was also, I think, Jane in one of the Superman movies. Again, I mentioned Diana Ross. We love her. Jessica Chastain coming in through for the Gingers. She is an Aries as well. Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, is an Aries. And I was correct. Celine Dion is an Aries. Jennifer Garner is an Aries. Remember Bennifer, the lady that Ben Affleck was with before J-Lo? He went and married Jennifer Garner. They had kids, got divorced because I want to say he cheated on Jennifer with the nanny, and then has since returned back to J-Lo. Kourtney Kardashian, the favorite Kardashian, in my opinion, the best Kardashian. Kourtney Kardashian is an Aries as well. Sky Jackson from the Disney Channel. She had a show. Lily James, Lucy Lawless, Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul, okay? Shout out to Masara, Aretha Franklin. She is an Aries queen as well. Halle Bailey, America's sweetheart. She was recently the Ariel in the remake of The Little Mermaid. Kate Hudson, we love her. She is an Aries as well. In my opinion, Kate Hudson has always been a twin to J-Lo. I feel like they have the same face, but Kate Hudson is blonde. And I think she has like, you know, perkier breasts or whatever. And I love her energy. I think she's so fun. But she's an Aries as well. And Leighton Meester as well, which I believe she was in the Gossip Girl franchise. But those are some remarks that I didn't even do, like the sports and stuff. But for some reason, Venus is coming to mind. Maybe she's an Aries, but I'm not finna check, because, you know, I could do that all day. But nonetheless, happy birthday to all of those celebrities, okay? So just to give you an idea of the energy you may want to embody with this Aries energy of just being, you know, because comedy, I was watching something and they said that comedy is like the hardest industry because everyone has a sense of humor and comedy is subjective. So when comedians are on stage doing their thing, they have the hecklers, you know, where they're disrespecting the talent that's on stage because they are subjective to what they think is funny and what they think is not funny and how they could be funnier than the person that's on stage and, you know, do what they can to throw them off their game. You know, there's a disrespect that comes to comedians. So I want to tip my hat to the comedians of the world that put themselves out there to make the world smile, to make the world laugh, to take the world somewhere else mentally to where they're not concerned about the stress and the woes of life, you know, because again, that's dealing with the head, right? The things that's stressing us out, the things that's getting us frustrated to where we feel like we need a helmet, right? To where we feel like we have to cover our head in defense, right? Because remember, Aries is war energy. So violent tendencies is at a time right now. So I'm seeing people like cover their head up and cower in self-defense, you know, the whole fight or flight situation. So for everyone in the world, because everyone needs to understand and practice self-defense, right? Because there's dangerous people of all genders, of all ages, of all disabilities, of all mental capabilities, right? There's danger in every type of person, in every type of religion, in every type of cult, in every type of belief system. There's good and bad, right? So everyone should practice self-defense on a certain level. And, you know, let this be my reminder to you to be reminded of, you know, your self-defense strategies. If it was fight or flight, what would you do? If you tend to be a coward person, you know, I want to encourage you to practice more courage. How could you practice more courage? Let's start with the eye contact. Sometimes a simple, unbroken eye contact is enough to intimidate someone. It's enough to communicate that you're not to be fucked with, that you're not to be intimidated, okay? Sometimes just slow down your breath. It could just shift the energy in the moment. Okay, so work on your eye contact. Work on slowing down your breath. Work on not breaking the eye contact first. Okay, work on not looking down when you're trying to explain yourself. Work on not using your hands so much when you talk. Maybe you need to talk like this. Maybe you need to have like a clasped fist intentionally because it's just going to communicate that you're going to smack the shit out of somebody if you don't calm down. You know, it doesn't always have to be yelling and screaming from the top of your voice and throwing shit across the room. That's very childish, okay? If you want to communicate respect and if you really want to, like, have someone, like, about to piss themselves, slow it down. Gain more control and composure. You know what I'm saying? Give the energy that you fight by suing, okay? Give the energy that you fight by hiring goons to do your work for you. Give the energy that I'm not even going to break a nail, but I'm going to ruin your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, less is more in a sense. So if, you know, you find yourself getting in that selfish, scrappy energy, just wanting to punch people in the face, just wanting to beat people up, bad girls energy, baddies energy, okay? You know, that energy, that reality show trend that's been going on for years, okay? That is at times entertaining, but in the long run, it's sad. It's sad seeing these girls sign up to be fighting for nothing. for no prizes, for no therapy in return. At least on Charm School, they got some etiquette courses, okay? At least in, on some of these shows, yes, they will have breakouts, but they will also have some sessions. Even it may have been some BS therapy sessions, but nonetheless, it had them asking questions and digging deep, okay? So there was at least some type of growth and evolution happening. But the shows that's out now, they just got them out there looking like fools. And the people that sign up for the shows know that, and they still go. Like, we're in this trend now of humiliation content, and I'm gonna do a whole YouTube video separate on this topic. But think, use your head, Aries energy, Aries season. Use your head. Think, take a breath. Taking a breath is dealing with the head too. Inhaling through your nostrils, exhaling through your mouth, okay? Think about the headaches. What's giving you a headache? Who's giving you a headache? You may not realize there's a certain song, a certain artist that makes your head hurt when you hear them. Take note of that. Maybe you need to stop listening to that type of music. Maybe the headache is an indication of the vibration that's being disturbed, where it's literally disturbing your spirit to listen to this type of music, okay? Listen, do your own research, but there's been so many accounts of people that attended the Astroworld concert where before the concert even started, there were speakers blasting very low vibrating frequencies, low frequencies intentionally, to the point where the people entering the concert said it felt creepy, it felt weird, it felt ritualistic, and it was intentional, right? Because it's like, why? And there was even times throughout the concert where that same frequency, if it wasn't playing the whole time, where that frequency was being pronounced. And it's been so many people have said that they thought that was ritualistic and it was intentional. You know what I'm saying? So just be mindful that, just apply that to any song, to any artist, to any genre, any industry, okay? Is this fucking with my head? Like, I want you to have that mindset. Like, is this to fuck with my head? This person come to me with this information that's hurting my feelings. This person come to me with this information that's offending me, that's got me looking like boo-boo the fool. Is this to fuck with my head? This person that's clearly gaslighting me, that's clearly lying to my face, that's clearly putting on, that's clearly capping, that's clearly stretching the truth, that's clearly embellishing, are they saying this to fuck with my head? This television program that I'm watching, this Netflix movie, this Tubi movie, is this the fuck with my head? I saw something the other day that said Tubi, you know, the Tubi app with the free movies and free television programming that gets a lot made fun of because it's a lot of like low budget films that don't make sense, that, but it's a lot of good stuff, good quotation marks, entertaining. I won't say good. I'll say there's a lot of entertaining content, but there's also a lot of bad, but there's also a lot of low quality entertaining content as well. So it's a place for like the low budget basically to go, even though it's not just low budget. That's what it's known for. Okay. Tubi is owned by Fox. And you know, the history with Fox is, in essence, in short, they don't care about or respect black people or minority, or no, I won't even say minorities, because the darker hues are becoming the majority, right? So, or at least that's what the projection is from years ago, you know, that by like 2050, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. I want you to just be more mindful about what's going through your head, what's going through your eyes, what you're watching, what you're forced to be and watch, what you find yourself watching yourself a lot of. And this especially for my TikTok people, because I'm still, okay, resisting the TikTok thing, okay? I don't ever find myself scrolling TikTok. I feel like the irony is in the name, TikTok. I feel like it was built to waste your time. Even though there is a lot of great information that has come about on TikTok, there's a lot of people getting a lot of money from TikTok. I get it. At the end of the day, I still feel like it's there to, I still don't get it. I still don't understand TikTok. I just don't. I'm part of the demographic that don't understand it, because it's like you get on and they're just showing you random shit. And it's like, I'm looking for my friends. I'm looking for the people I know. But it seems like TikTok isn't built for people that you know. It's built for you to just stumble on information and then go down rabbit holes, which I just can't get with, because I'm on technology enough. The last thing I want to do is go intentionally down a rabbit hole. You know, I'll do YouTube for that. But anyway, I want you to be more mindful about what's going through your head, what you're sniffing, okay? This for people that be doing coke and stuff, or if you're inhaling paint or inhaling any type of aerosol or inhaling, look, it's kite weather, okay? And, you know, the kites and the balloons and stuff, inhaling that helium and stuff. Be mindful of what you're inhaling. And be mindful if you're inhaling enough. For some of you, you have such rage issues. You need to do breath work. You need to meditate. You need to sit down somewhere and think about what you've done. You need to take a moment to breathe, to regulate your breath, to slow down so you don't pop off on someone. Okay, so for some of you, you may be finding that theme coming up of where you need to take a few breaths before you punch a mirror, okay? For some of you, definitely taking a breath to get oxygen to your brain. For some of you, you're not breathing deep enough and you're about to pass out because now it's starting to get hotter, okay? You're not preparing yourself. You're like starting to overheat. Overheating energy is coming to mind right now. So maybe covering your head when you don't need to cover your head. For some of you, you need to take that cap off. About to blow a gasket. Crown off. Yeah, top off. Top off. Mm-hmm. For some of you, you need to stop wearing the hats. Oh, also sunroof energy as well. Like when I was driving the other day, I wanted to open the sunroof, but then I remember it's pollen season. So then I closed it right back up. So I was like, I don't want my inside with pollen, you know? So just be mindful of that. I would say open the windows, but also be mindful. It is pollen. So if you have a fur baby inside, if you have bad allergies, just be mindful of that. If you do open your windows, you may want to also dust after the windows have closed, or maybe like into the evening once you've decided to close the windows, maybe go around and dust to make sure you didn't collect pollen inside your house. Okay. But be mindful of what you're eating, what you're consuming with the spring cleaning, spring energy. You may be, and also with the eclipse energy, y'all. During the eclipse, I had a very low appetite. I did not want to eat anything. I really didn't eat for 2 days. I pretty much just had protein shakes. And if I tried to eat like a few bites of rice, I ate like 2 or 3 bites and then just put the rest away. I just didn't even want to eat it, you know. So I didn't have much of an appetite for 2 days. It was hard to sleep. I tossed and turned until 5 a.m. I debated going downstairs to get on the Stairmaster. I'm like, shit, I'm up now. It's 5 o'clock. I might as well go and get on Stairmaster. But I still needed to rest my eyes, you know. So taking a nap. Also for you hotheads out there, you may need to take a nap. I know for me, sometimes if I'm pissed off or if I'm really stressed out about something, if I just find myself just fixated on something and it's like I'm just so pissed I can't get it out of my head, I take a nap. And a nap for me, as I've said many times on this podcast, is the equivalent of just power off, power down, unplug it, you know. And so that's him and his family, okay. But power off, plug it off, you know, go to sleep. And then I take a nap, I wake up, I'm refreshed, I feel good. It's a different time of day, so now I'm focused on something else. You know, I have to move on because time has passed, you know, so now I got to move on to the next thing. So it just helps me to get over it. Like, I know there's a saying, like, you shouldn't go to sleep mad. That's specifically, like, for people that's, like, in couples and relationships where it's, like, if you're sharing a bed with someone, don't go to bed mad or whatever. And I get that, you know, apply that to anyone everywhere. But when it's something within you, sometimes you just need to take a sleep, okay? So for your head, for your mental health, it may require you to take a nap. Okay. Aries energy is very active. It's very energizing. It's very like, let's do it. Let's go. Let's go. Like, you know, being able to go all night type of energy. So even with sex, okay. Aries energy is very horny energy. Again, it's ruled by Mars, masculine energy. So even though some of the women can be very feminine, they're very sexy, they can also have the sexual appetite of a man. Okay. Of just being very forward, direct, being able to go rounds, you know what I'm saying, and just really having an enthusiasm when it comes to sex and sexual expression. So sex is going to be a big theme right now. Sex, being sexy, feeling sexy, having sex, new sex partners, because we got the new moon next week. And also with Mercury retrograde that we're in, be mindful of sex partners returning, okay? And you know, wanting that old thing back, okay? and maybe rekindling with people that you have that undeniable sexual chemistry with is also a theme too that you could see. Having more energy than usual at this time, being more horny than usual, being more angry or more intense, being more intense or feeling intense, want to have the last word, want to have the first one, want to be first, want to be the only one. Because also it's like on the shadow side, it's like temper tantrum energy, childish temper tantrum energy. So like not wanting to share, not want to share your friend, want to be the winner, want to be the best, the prettiest, you know, just want to be the one. Like, you know, I don't mind being outcasted as long as I'm number one. You know, y'all don't have to like me because I don't like you either. You know, like, yes, I'll be your friend, but I don't have to be your friend because I roll solo. You know, Aries has no problem rolling solo, doing their own thing to the beat of their own drum. You know, it's fire. Fire, it can be chilling right here, or it can go off in flames. You know, the fire, it cannot be tamed. It will not be tamed. It will not be intimidated. Okay, you can get close if you want to, but that's on you. Okay, the fire does not adjust to y'all adjust to the fire. Okay, I know that's right, you better come on, dings. The fire does not adjust to y'all adjust to the fire. Okay, so for some of you, okay, ooh, I'm speaking to someone that is in a working situation, and you are in a working situation to where it is too much flirting going on. People getting a little too comfortable. They starting to hang around and touch and feel in ways that is not appropriate for someone that is married, and they trying to cross those boundaries, and you letting them, and you not checking them, you not putting them in their place, you not letting them know that you are a loyal and devoted spouse. You letting them know, you throwing them hints that you would be down for something like that. You need to nip that in the bud. But no, you playing with fire. It's people out here that's playing with fire. There's someone listening to this right now. You playing with fire. You not checking it. And you waiting to get burned. And you playing stupid like you don't know what's about to happen. You know exactly what's about to happen. And you want it to happen. I'm not here to tell you what to do. And I'm not here to judge. But it's just like, just be real with it, okay? If you're going to be anything, be fucking for real, okay? Keep it real with yourself. If you love yourself, if you respect yourself, keep it real with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your partner. Be honest with that person. If you care and love your partner like you say you do, be a friend. Don't hurt them. Don't cheat on them. Don't do them wrong. Do right by your partner if they're a good person. Now, if you're getting your lick back and it's just an opportunity for you to be seen and loved on, hey, receive the blessing, okay? Just make sure that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you are good, okay? Maybe it's for some of you, you've been a good girl, good boy for too long, and now you want to see what it feels like to have a little spice in your life. Maybe you do have a fantasy of having an affair, and this is your chance. You want to do it. Hey, do what's going to work for you. Do what's best for you. Do what's going to give you peace. If peace is for you having a release, be honest with yourself. If peace is you being able to say the truth, and the truth is not lying, the truth is being able to be honest, do what gives you peace, okay? Do what's going to give you peace within your head, okay? That's going to give you a sense of feeling proud, because Aries energy can be very ego-driven, right? Doing things out of ego, not because out of consideration of anyone else, but just because you wanted to, just because you felt like it. Again, Aries energy could be very impulsive. So for some of you, again, knowing that you're putting yourself in this playing with fire situation, and you're not checking it, you're not nipping it in the bud, you just letting the fire grow, you letting the intensity grow, you letting the passion grow, and then before you know it, it's going to get out of hand, and you're going to touch that stove, and you're going to touch the stove again, and it could spiral down a rabbit hole. Hashtag Easter Bunny. And on that note, I'm gonna leave it there. So just make sure, for everyone listening, do what's gonna give you peace, okay? We are in Aries energy. Remember, April's Fool is on April 1st, so don't get got. Don't have anyone out here making you look like a fool. Don't have someone out here making you cheat on your spouse when they have been nothing but good to you. Don't be stupid and ruin a good thing. Don't be stupid and be the first one to cheat and lose everything that you stand to win. You know what I'm saying? If you just be good, okay? In this world, be good. Do right. Do the right thing. All right? It's simple. It may not be easy, but it's simple. Do the right thing. Be a good person, okay? You don't necessarily have to treat people how you want to be treated, because everybody don't deserve respect. And sometimes respecting yourself is disrespecting someone else that has first disrespected you time and time again. And now this is your chance to say, no, you don't even deserve my respect because you didn't respect me first, you know? So with Aries energy being selfish, take care of your needs, take care of your heart, take care of your beautiful face, and make sure you make decisions that make you feel good about yourself, that make you feel proud of the person you see in the mirror, okay? So I'm going to leave it there. Follow my YouTube channel, Chica.